Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are.
घर से डोला चला लाडली का क्या क्या नजारा है ये जिंदगी का घर से डोला चला लाडली का क्या क्या नजारा है ये जिंदगी का कितने नाजों से पाला था हमने हर तरह से संभाला था हमने हाय हमसे जुदा हो रही है हाय हमसे जुदा हो रही है घर की यादों में वो
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. Wednesday morning on our program, The Bliss of Marriage, part 2. I know everybody waits for this time, 11 to 12, on The Bliss of Marriage. Many, many, many problems that we are facing in the ummah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for you and I, and for the entire ummah of our beloved Nabi Kareem Muhammad Mustafa Janab Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It's Yawmul Arbi'ah, the 22nd of Ramadan, 1442, corresponding to the 5th of May, 2021. I see my beloved engineer, Brother Bonface. He's doing well. He's looking good. He's smiling. So he's our engineer this morning. And let's welcome our beloved listeners of Sirius FM, Haji Faisal Asmal and Hafiz Yusuf Asmal and company. And I hope they're having a beautiful, splendid Ramadan. Ameen, ameen, ameen. Well, let's welcome our beloved listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Remember, if any questions you would like to pose, you'd like to send, that's our WhatsApp number, 084-786-3132. 084-786-3132. International overseas listeners, +27 84 786 3132. Well, time for the bliss of marriage. Our beloved Fadilatul Honorable Ustad just entered the studio. He's looking alhamdulillah so far. Shukar, let's go and welcome him into this morning, part two, the bliss of marriage. Ustad, welcome to the program. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technician, Brother Yusuf Asmal, day in Spring Sirius FM. And the listeners, we welcome you. And yeah, mashallah, we have our brother Bonface. And he is will make the podcast, inshallah.
Ameen.
And then we will send it out to all of you with the grace and mercy of all. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala.
Usa, there's a sister, she needs some advice. She says, dua to remove difficulty and unhappiness from our home. I have a 9-month-old baby and my marriage is on the rocks, Mufti Saab. Every night we just cry. My daddy is late, he has passed on, and he advised me not to marry this boy, but because we knew each other from school and we dated, so today we are married, but I'm very unhappy with my 9-month-old baby. Ustad.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Sister, you are telling us the tail end of the story, so we need to rewind a bit and see what Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us in the Noble Quran. Kulla yastawil khabithu wa tayyibu walau a'jabaka kathratul khabith. Say ya Rasulullah Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the impure and the pure can never be equal. Walau a'jabaka kathratul khabith. Even though the abundance of impurity, it impresses you. You feel excited and delighted. Fattakullah, fear Almighty Allah. Ya ulil albab, O people of intelligence. La'allakum tuflihun, so that you are successful and prosperous. Chapter 5, Surah Ma'idah, verse 100. Easy reference. Chapter 5, Surah 5, and verse number 100. So you were in school together, you dated. Now you ask yourself, was that permissible? Absolutely haram. Then your father warned you that you should not get married to ABC, but you did not listen. So that's why we always tell you, daughters, sisters, never ever get married when your parents are not happy to that person there. They have insight, they have experience, they want the best for you. And most importantly, Rahmatul Alameen Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that la nikaha illa bi waliyin. The nikah itself is null and void and not permissible without the consent of the wali, the guardian, the father, the paternal grandfather, the dada, or the brother of the bride, of the lady, and so forth. So there also you went against. So one, the dating haram. Number two, not listening to your parents and your father, that haram. And this is authentic hadith in Tirmidhi Abu Dawood. Third point, you must remember now you have a baby. So today is Wednesday, 22nd of Ramadan, and after Zuhr, du'as are accepted. Imam Bukhari rahimahullah has mentioned in Al-Adabul Mufrad, tonight is Al-Thalith wal-Ishreen, is one of the odd nights, the 23rd night. So the only advice I can proffer and offer to you, my sister, is that you turn to Almighty Allah. We can't tell you now move away, your father is no more. Allah grant him Jannatul Firdaus. Today the message I sent out was for you and for everybody else who lost their parents, most importantly. Surah 14, verse 41. Rabbana ighfir li wa li walidayya wa lil mu'minina yawma yaqumul hisab. Oh beloved Allah, forgive me, forgive my beloved parents and the believers the day the reckoning is established. Surah 14, chapter 14, Surah Ibrahim, verse 41. Now what must you do? Every day you fighting, your husband fighting, your child is crying, just 9, 10 months old, whatever the age is. So everybody is a Jamaatul Bakka, just crying Jamaat. So what are we going to do? So you have to all turn to Almighty Allah. We all have to turn. But in your circumstances, turn the negative into a positive. لا تيأسوا من روح الله إلا القوم الكافرون. That لا يأسوا من روح الله. That people who lose hope in the mercy of Allah are not Muslims. So we are Muslim. Allah Jalla Wala gave us, you must remember, the ability, the capacity to beg. Allah say, مَانْغْنَا يَا مَنْوَانَا. So read the following simple du'as. For you and your husband. So now the father, mother of that ma'asum baby. So both of you start from here. Ya Allah, we are both guilty. The dating was haram. Our foundation was haram. But you are Arhamur Rahimeen. You are the most merciful one to show mercy, Ya Allah. So chapter 7, verse 151. Ask Allah for forgiveness. Ya Allah, I'm wrong. We committed major wrong. But this month of Ramadan is odd night. Today, Ya Adonai, Ya Allah, wa adakhilna fi rahmatik. Include us in your special, special mercy. Wa anta arhamur rahimin. And Ya Allah, you are the most merciful one to show mercy. And you can refer to verse chapter 39, verse 53. Chapter 39, verse 53. La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Never become this illusion. disillusioned, disappointed in the mercy of Allah, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Verily Almighty Allah forgives all the sins. So all this is Quranic verses. So that's your starting point. Then to enhance, you must remember your marriage. The marriage is on the rocks, the husband is in the docks. So what are you going to do? So both of you read the 99 beautiful names of Allah. Read it now after Zuhr. Read it at the night after Maghrib, after Isha, Taraweeh after Taraweeh, Witr, before you sleep, Tahajjud time. So before you sleep, rather, you read the night, 5 minutes it will take you. And remember, then you make dua. Ya Wadudu, Ya Wadudu, Ya Wadud. Ya Allah, you are the creator of love. Allahumma alif baina qulubina. Ya Allah, bring ulfa, mahabba, mawadda. Unite not our bodies, unite our hearts, Ya Allah. And then you, husband, wife, you must ask one another for forgiveness. And remember, your husband, you also must ask her for forgiveness. And wife, you also ask. Let that masoom baby be the binding factor between the two of you, not the breaking factor. Do you want your son, your daughter to grow up with a single parent? I don't think you'll want that. And no person in the right common sense can think of that. So therefore, and daily give out charity. Even now, give out charity. 1 rand, 5 rand, 10 rand. So it's a Ya Allah for your love. So inshallah, you turn the negative into a positive. But you must remember your foundation was totally haram, and therefore JC niyat, JC barakat. When you start with haram, then it ends off with haram. Allah forbid.
I see the sister is crying, Mufsitab. She says, of course, I don't want my child to grow without a father. But Mufsitab won't understand. He's very abusive, and he comes home sometimes, he's high, Mufsitab. And I had to marry him, Mufsitab, because he was the first person I slept with in the haram relationship. Please try to understand where I come from, Mufsitab. Ustad.
So this is the problem. Now you were sleeping also together and so forth. And now he is on drugs and so forth. Then I need to be honest with you, sister. You have to make istikhara. That whenever people, women and that phone me, contact me, I always tell them, go to your local ulama, go to your local organizations and so forth. Because I can't answer, help you much. Because we have to listen to both sides' stories, and I don't get involved in these things here. But three questions are ask. I say, is he, your husband, involved with other women? They say no. I say, is he involved in drugs or alcohol? They say no. I ask, is he assaulting, hitting you? They say no. Then I say, the chances of reconciliation are good. Now, if this is happening, that he's high on drugs and so forth, and you slept with one another, all that, haram, obviously, for that 100 lashes for both parties, Surah 24, verse 2. So, in a case like that, my sister, make istikhara, because of the child. So must you stay in this marriage or not? Allahumma khirli wakhtarli. I need to be very honest with you. You read, you must remember chapter 13, Surah Ra'ad, verse 11. Inna Allah la yughayyiru ma biqawmin hatta yughayyiru ma bi anfusihim. Whenever I have to go to a rehab or something, in front of their ustads or social workers or whoever else is there, I always tell them, see, your chances of recovery are very slim, because according to your professionals, 20%, 25, 30% is maximum. So we're looking at 75% failure rate and 25% success rate, and they will relapse all the time. So you must face that reality, that if it's on high and drugs and alcohol and Allah alone knows what else, so you made the bed, you have to lie in it. It can become a bed of roses with the mercy of Allah, otherwise it will continue as a bed of thorns, because both of you must realize وَمَا أَصَابَكُمْ مِنْ مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ. When calamities come, remember, then no, don't blame anybody else but yourself. And this chapter 13, verse 11, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. That remember, Allah جَلَّ وَلَا will not change the plight of a person or a nation unless they change within themselves.
So can a husband lead a wife in Farad Salah, Ustad, while on a journey?
So 100%, you must remember that I and my wife, mashallah, so many airports and so many places we made. In the plane we made jamaat, in the airports we made jamaat, in the boat we made jamaat, and so many things here. So you must, last night I made jamaat, you must remember, in Tarawih Salat. So 100%, if you're traveling and so forth, so you must make jamaat rather. So at the airports we give adhan, we give iqamah, the non-Muslims surround us. Who are these terrorists? Let us look at them. So we tell them we are the most peaceful people. We don't have wine, we don't have swine, we don't have dine. So all these things here we don't have. So look at us, look at our actions, and then sometimes they get very interested, mashallah.
I see. Ba say, did I hear correct from what Ben Gustad? We like stories. He says you mentioned you'll made namaz in a boat, Ustad.
Yeah, in a boat, meaning when we go from there, so you must remember from Montevideo, from Uruguay, you go to Brazil. Mm-hmm. So how are you going to go? You go with a big ferry, first class. What a beautiful trip. You must remember that there's no other way for us to go. So where we wanted to go to. Mm-hmm. So twice I took that. First class you go. So mashallah, you go in a 5-star boat, you know, big ferry. And then you go there, inshallah. And then salat time come, mashallah. I make imam, but my wife is behind me and all this type of thing. So wherever we are, therefore I get so upset with people. Yesterday one chap told me that he must asar salat. So I got so upset. I see it's Ramadan and I know the person, and he tell me he must. I say, why you must? He say, I was caught up in the traffic. I say, you caught up in the traffic, just pull up one side there, Allah, and everything, Allah, and just make wudu and read salat, keep water with you. So they take it so light. Do you know what it means to must one asar salat? Hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, man fatatu salatul asri faka'annama wutira ahluhu wa ma'luhu. You go home now, you find all your entire property is burned to the ground, your family, all of them are shot dead. Allah forbid, Allah forbid. That's the example Nabi alayhi salam gave when a person misses asr salat. Open Tirmidhi, sahih hadith it is. So remember, hafidhu ala salawati wa salatul husta. Guard your 5 daily salat, and especially the Madal Salat. And Madal Salat is Asr. People are in the shop, people are in the job, people are caught up in traffic, people are sleeping, and then they must. Nice Ramadan, and we must sing Salat. So, I mean, it speaks volumes, you know.
Allahu Akbar. Ustaz, listen to this question. My father is in another relationship with another woman. My mother does not know. How would I handle the situation? Could Mufti Sahab please call him and advise my father, Ustaz?
Mufti Sahab can't call because your father will tell me it's not your business and so forth. Then what will I tell him? So you, the sons and daughters, the siblings, you all need to have a meeting. And in this day and this age, whether you are in one country, one province, many different countries, several countries, you just make a conference call and say we all must have a joint strategy that there is a problem. That your father, in this case you will say our father, is having extramarital relationship, and for that is a death penalty and adultery and all that. If it's gone to that extent, Allah forbid. So we have to do something, but we ourselves must agree. So there must be unity of thought. So we must reach consensus. So you, the sons and daughters, discuss it. Then you must remember, you approach your mother and tell your mother that I surat halche, that this is what is the happening, this is the status quo. And thereafter you win her over, then all of you, then you tell father, you make someone. Nowadays in the world they say, you mustn't say spokesman or spokeswoman, so you must say spokesperson. So you make one person the spokesperson. So all these things here, you know, all these fairy tale stories. Anyway, so you make one person the spokesperson and all that, and then he or she will speak to the father and say, this is what we decided. That you must be exposed if you are going to continue with this relationship. Number two, all of us are boycotting you. We're not going to make salam with you. We're not going to cook for you. We're doing nothing with you. And al-hubbu lillah wal-bughzu lillah, we love for Allah's sake and we hate for Allah's sake. Third option, you say, all the perks we are giving you, we gave you this money, that money, all, we're giving you absolutely nothing. You taking our our money and going there. You use mommy and you deflowered her, made 3 children, 5 children, and now you want to get one young tart and all that. So you must be very clear on all that. But the secret for your success will be that you, the siblings, brothers, sisters, children, you must have consensus. Come to one common agreement. Then bring mother onto your side. You have to explain to mother. You must remember that. No sense hiding it from her. So she must also know. And tell mommy she don't have to sleep with him also. So you must remember that. In Islam, when a person is pure, at-tayyibatu lit-tayyibin. Surah chapter 24, verse 26. So you must remember the pure husband for the pure wife. Al-khabithatu lil-khabithin. So with due respect, I don't know you, I don't know your father, but the father has become khabith, impure, immoral. So therefore he likes to chase the immoral woman. That is what Quran is saying. So therefore you must act now. Otherwise you must remember the whole family's name, reputation, everything will be tarnished and it will be gone to the gutters and your name will be in tatters. Allah Jalla alone protect us. We're living in time of fitna and fasad. So therefore read, whether I'm old or whether I'm cold. So you must remember each one, married, not married, read. Allahumma, O beloved Allah, Hassin, Ha, Swad, Noon, O Almighty Allah, fortify, protect, Farji, my private part. So you say, no, it can't happen. Don't think you're going to be Yusuf alayhi salam. I'm not Yusuf alayhi salam. You're not Yusuf alayhi salam. We are ordinary mortals and it can happen. We find that person irresistible, Allah forbid, and then we just succumb to our desires, Allah forbid, Allah protect us. Therefore we have Ramadan to learn to subdue and crush our desires. So brother, sister, that's my advice. Allah make easy for you and your family.
The listener says the reason we ask you to call him because he is afraid of you, Mufti Saab.
He's not afraid of me, then what I can do, brother? So you must remember this. You're afraid of me because my name is AK. I'll come with my double barrel or some AK-47. If you talk nonsense, I'll shoot him. I mean, oh, what can I do? I'm telling you, I'm 40 years with Allah's help in this. Even at Darul Uloom, Mawlana Qasim Sema, Allah grant him Jannatul Firdaus, I only used to get involved when Maulana used to call me, come here, I need you here. Then I used to get involved. People come this, I say, wait. Yes, Mawlana Qasim Sema, Marhum, Rahimahullah, you go by Maulana. He handles it. We don't get involved in that. Yeah, I tell them, you got this jamiyat, you get this organization, yeah, just go there, finish in class. What can we do? And it's one-sided, you must remember that. So if I give you advice also, it's not fair to the other party. And if I'll say one word, they'll twist it out of context and so forth. So therefore we say this, I understand your dilemma. I understand your father might respect me more than he respects. But it's for you, the children, to solve this problem, remember that. So that is, now is the day in days, cry 9 in the afternoon, cry by Allah in the night, and then give out charity. But you must address it. Remember that.
I see the brother says, I was told to message on this program, Mufti Saab. I have returned from UK. And of course, after listening to the powerful lecture of one of our senior alims in the UK, after 4.5 years, I have decided to come and see my mommy. She has lost her eyesight. Now, Mufti Saab, tonight is big night. When I went to my mommy last week, Saturday, she does not want to see me. She has lost her eyesight. I have forgotten her. But after 4.5 years, an alim has opened my eyes. Please advise me. The brother is crying, Ustad, from UK, has returned to South Africa.
But my brother, you have to admit you are guilty, my brother. You must remember this. That Allah give that alim jazai khair. We don't know who it is. You don't have to take his name. But maybe he spoke about the rank of a parent and the rank of the mother and so forth. So you broke your mother's heart to such an extent. She went blind and so forth. You became blind with the pounds and the dollars and so forth. For what did you go to UK and so forth? What was the main reason? It's the money. Let us be honest about these things here. So you were prepared to make every sacrifice. Now what you have to do? We have to turn the negative into a positive. You have to go back there to your mother. Take your brother with you. Take your sister with you. Whoever is little bit on your side. Your own brothers, own sisters, they'll tell you go fly a kite. You understand? Let me tell you, that is the reality of the world. That your own brothers, sisters will tell you go fly a kite. Now when mother is blind, now you come, You got no shame. You got, they will give you. But there will be maybe one, two brothers, one, two sisters who are a little bit sympathetic and so forth. So take them worth, let them intercede on your behalf. Oh, your mummy likes this Maulana or this person and it. So take him worth, let them intercede. You must cry. Hold your mother's hand and beg her. Because it's curtains for you. Let me be honest with you. Kullu zambin in sha'afa anu in sha'adabu. Every vice, every sin, it is the prerogative of Almighty Allah alone, that either Allah forgives or Almighty Allah punishes the person. Illa uquq al-walidain. But when it comes to disobedience against parents, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يُعَجِّلُ عُقُوبَتَهُ لِصَاحِبِي فِي الْحَيَاةِ قَبْلَ مَوْتِهِ. Allah unleashes his punishment for those sons, those daughters who are rebellious, disobedience. In this world they are punished. Here after is even worse. Open Bayhaqi, open Mishkat Sharif, you will find the hadith there. So my brother, it's in your interest, your worldly interest and your religious duty, that you go one time, two time, 10 times and kiss her hand. She tell you, get out. Say, no ma, I can't. You have to. So that is what you have to do. You have to swallow that pride of yours, and you don't listen to anyone. Your wife tell you Jawadani, there's no Jawadani. So you have to go and ask for forgiveness and get people to intercede on your behalf and cry. So one side is effort and one side is dua. And inshallah, Allah, a mother's love is a pure love. She will forgive you if you are sincere.
Allahu Akbar. 11:30, very, very sad there, Ustad. I see the brother says, Mufti Sahab, 100% correct. It was all about dollars, Mufti Sahab. But today I'm well, alhamdulillah. But I blame my wife because she advised me to go to UK. Now she's giving me ultimatum, Mufti Sahab. If mommy doesn't want to accept you, let's go back again to UK, Ustad.
So, that's what they told you. But you don't leave your wife out. First blame is you. Don't blame wife. This is the old tactic of the husband. Thing go wrong, you say, no, biwi ne ise kaha. The wife said like that. First say, I'm wrong. I made the mistake. Then blame the wife. And tell that wife, my mother is one. You don't come and tell me, we go back to. Tell her, I'll pick you up now, you speak like this. I'll never get another mother. Wife, I can pick up many. You make that clear with her. You must remember this type of thing. You must, don't be a baila. Don't be a sissy. Go listen to her. Inna kayda kunna azim. When you start listening to the woman, they are plotting and planning is very, very shrewd, worse than shaitan. Inna kayda shaitan ikana da'ifa. Go see tafsir, Hammam bin Munabba, and then what they said. That the woman sometime can be worse than shaitan also. So remember, shaitan's plotting is weak, and the plotting, planning of women is very, very big. So Quran is telling you that. So you don't listen to her. You must wait until the day your mother makes maaf. Even if it's 1 year, 5 years, you must stay and make maaf with her.
I see Mrs. Adrian says that, dear AK, why the world is not changing? There are so many problems. Don't they want to change? Why are we so stubborn? I'm listening to your program every Tuesday and Wednesday on the Bliss of Marriage. And the good news is, she says, Mufti Sahab, that the daughter has started reading Islamic books, Ustad.
Yes, very good. You also must start reading, Mrs. Adrian. Sometime in life, it takes a knock, you know. Yeah, and then we get a better lesson. وَأَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. Sometime you dislike something, but it turns out to be a good thing afterwards. Because now you learn a better lesson. So we turn and become a better person. So you also. But one advice, Mrs. Adrian, and to you, the daughter. So you went through a divorce or whatever the case might be and so forth. So we know all that, right? But the point here is this. Be very careful whose books you are reading. So my advice to you, just go on the Google and put there Abul Hasan Ali Nadwi. Hasan, H-A-S-A-N, Ali, A-L. L-I, Nadwi, N-A-D-W-I, N-A-D-V-I. So just read that Nadwi. See, his books are very good. So you can read some books. They will be very, very interesting. But remember, sometimes it can be Qadiani propaganda, Shia propaganda. These are non-Muslims. They got Muslim names, everything. But instead of leading you to the right path, they will mislead you. They lead you astray. So that's one point I will tell you. And remember, the other brother and all of you, the problem, the first first part of your question. That's why we have this program. Come, I share a secret with you. You, Mr. Aiden, you're not Muslim, but I know when I share. So for the benefit of the listeners. You see, what I did my Quran Sharif Hifz here in Heidelberg, my hometown, by my honorable Ustad Hafiz Dimalia, you know. And then my colleague started going Karachi. Now in my mind it came, this guy's all going to beat me, you know. And I was the youngest guy. So I told my father, mother, I also want to go. I want to study. They said, impossible. What you talking? You must sit here because I'm the last Lama. You know, the last born and this type of. So spoiled like no man's business also. So by both father and mother and this type of things. So anyway, you know, this way, that way, Allah's mercy came and my ustad's dua and this and that. So 1974, then I went. You understand? Study all that. I love my teachers, I respect my teachers, but I found a weakness in the system, you know, that because we come from a Western background, so we know what is school and all these type of things, that there's no one, if you got 100 teachers or 10 teachers, maybe you get one teacher, so 10% out of, you understand, for the 10, you know, the 9 teachers won't do it, but one might do it. That they will tell you, okay, ask questions, do this, and all that. But normally, they don't encourage at all. You understand? Sometimes it was construed and considered to be disrespectful also. So whenever I looked at that, I said, Ya Allah, give me an opening in life, Ya Allah, where I can open the floors to anybody.
Allah.
You know? So even when I taught there in Newcastle, the students will bear witness. The period was 45 minutes. I have to teach 40 minutes and then last 5 minutes I tell him, Saluni Mashitum, you ask whatever you want. 20 students, quick, we just go for your question. Now this morning, I got 3-4 students coming here, one doctor, one businessman, other one school teacher, madrasa teacher like that. So I teach, I say, come fire up now all your questions. They all start laughing. I say, so we must stimulate. So this is how, with Allah's mercy, that we started, then the Q&A started in 2001 and that. Then now you know where it reached with Allah's help. All Allah's help. So that is why I want you, Mrs. Adrian, I want you non-Muslims, pose your question to me without fear, without favor. Because we can see that the governments today, the think tanks today, they want you, the ordinary Joe, the ordinary madam, Mrs. Adrian, whoever, to get the wrong end, the wrong message of Islam. They want to hijack Islam. So our duty must be to do the counter. And what is that? Open the floor. You ask us any question regarding Islam, and we are there to answer you with the help and mercy of Allah. So that is why. Otherwise, this lady telling us they slept with this man and all that, people will tell me what you have to say, all this. But I leave it open. Why?
Allah.
So I want people to know that we can't be pushing everything under the carpet. We have huge problems. Remember that. And you're not going to solve this problem until and unless you listen to the problem, give them some solutions that are practical and feasible, and then we leave the ball in their court. At least we tried. Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Wa husnu su'al nisful ilm," hadith in Mishkat Sharif. Good questions are half the knowledge. So that is why, Masjid. So now see, you asked the question where it went to, but this is how this whole thing started. Remember that. That I felt is a weakness in our Islamic countries and Muslim countries. They don't stimulate the mind of the student and be critical and ask questions, and therefore they just swallow. No, we must be critical. In this sense, let me ask, if this happens, till today, I sit by my honorable Ustad, Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq Sahib, Hafizahullah, for hours we sit sometime, and it's just a debate. That's not a debate that I want to prove you, I'm right. I want to learn, Hazrat, this happened. So what? So you have an academic discussion. So that is how you must remember that you stimulate the minds of others.
Allahu Akbar. I see Pumalanga says, so how do I propose to a girl? I'm interested in. We are both in matric, Ustad.
So that father of the girl will ask you, what's the mahar? What you will say? No pay, no play, Baba.
Allahu Akbar.
You go get job first. and everything go work, and then you order the girl. That girl, ask her, she knows how to make a samosa. She'll make square samosas. Ask her to make a roti. She'll make square rotis. You understood? So both of you just forget one another. All this is shaitaniyat. You must remember, you go get a job first, and you go learn how to run a house first. Then you talk about marriage and all this type of thing. Both of you are nadan. You're still wet behind the ears. You might think you know, but you don't know the real emotions of life. You must remember that. So I don't agree that you'll get married like this. So, and this whole relationship of your people is haram also.
I see a message coming in. I say, urgent, Mufti Sab. Talak over SMS. Is it valid or not? But he says it wasn't him that messaged the message, Ustad.
Remember that when a husband sends talak via email, via SMS, via WhatsApp, whatever medium you can think of, a fax, in the good old days now we say fax. Mm-hmm. So you must remember, anyway, the talak will be valid. If it's written one, talak means divorce. So if it's written one, then it's one. If it's written two, then it's two. If it's written three, then it's three. So you must remember that the three talak will be three. So that whatever is written there. Now the question arises, this is another dimension. They say, but it was not the husband who sent it. So meaning the number that came across is from another phone. So we must now verify that who sent it, and did the husband tell that person? If the husband appointed somebody to send it, so then the talak is valid. But if somebody is playing fools, so you must remember, then obviously it's not valid. But if it is verified that the husband directly did it, or he delegated, appointed somebody to do it, then whatever is mentioned there, all is valid.
19 minutes to 12 o'clock, you are tuning in, listening to The Bliss of Marriage, 0847-86-313-32. Mulana Arafat and Mufti Sab, do Shias drink alcohol and have Muslim names? Please, anonymous Ustad.
Remember, Shias are 100% kuffar. There's nothing that we and they agree on. Start kalima, different. Adhan, different. Huzu, different. Salat, different. Fast, different. Husband-wife relationship, different. Look at the kuffar Shia. If anybody wants, just send me a message. 071-888-1184. Today also I exposed one of the shaitans who visited South Africa, and he came here to try and tell us that the Sunnis and Shias are brothers, and the people who invited him also, Allah Ta'ala give them hidayat, you know. So upside down corrupted, you must remember. So that's why we send all these things out here. Go read there and see, then you will know. Look at this kafir, kuffar, Shia, what he said. And I got it. So anybody wants it, just, you want ummati, ummati, you just put there ummati, ummati, and send me zero, everything detailed there. 071-888-1184. So remember that. And second one will be that if you want to know about the Shia, they say a woman is fasting, the husband can sodomize her, go in the back passage, Allah forbid, and her fast is still valid and ghusl is not compulsory. And then he goes on, وَكَذَلِكَ الْوَلَدْ, and he says same thing, if you go to a boy and a young boy and you do that, sodomize him, commit homosexuality, Allah forbid, then his fast is valid, your fast is valid, and the ghusl is not compulsory. This kuffar Shia. So A to Z, I haven't found one chapter where we agree on. 100% kuffar, you must remember they are. And when I went to Iran, this is all Allah's mercy, you know. Then 100%, if I had 1% doubt that got 100% eradicated, I saw the kuffar and the shirk they commit, you must remember that. So the people who curse our mother Siddiqa, Hazrat Aisha, they curse Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, radiallahu anhu majma'in. The greatest of people on this earth, they curse and say are non-Muslim. Can you ever call such people? But we get the crooked maulvis here, they invite other crooked maulvis. You understand? And this type of things here. You tell me that now. So remember that Shias 100% pakka ka kuffar out of the fold of Islam.
Ustad, let's go to Lakefield. Listener says, polygamy and Islam, in Islam, is it generally permissible to live with several wives in one single apartment? Anonymous Ustad.
What do you mean by an apartment? That will be the debatable issue. Second one is this. Is it permissible, you will understand, carte blanche or certain conditions? Look at the Quran itself. Surah chapter 4, verse number 3. Mathna wa thulatha wa ruba. You have two wives, three wives, four wives. فَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا. But when you fear you can't do justice for wahida, then one wife only. Today you put 100 Muslim men who have 2, 3, 4 wives. Without fear of contradiction, 80% are not doing justice. So that is the reality I'm speaking of today. So we must remember that that is a major sin. So remember, when you say one apartment, what is it? So you have to give her wife number one, wife number two, wife number three, wife number four, a separate bedroom, separate bathroom, and separate kitchen. All that must be separate. That's minimum, minimum, minimum. So remember, so how many, and then you have to do justice with them. So one night, one night, one night, one week, one week, one week, one month, whatever agreement you reach. Then your spending, you must remember regarding the basic necessities, because all of them, their expenditure won't be the same. One got one child, one got two children, one got four children, one got no child. So but you have to take care of all of them. It's your children, it's your wives. So all these are issues you have to grapple with. It's not just you go and say, today I'm going by this wife and then that wife and all willy-nilly, you understand? Nay, there must be justice. So that is what Islam is teaching us.
Somebody says here, my brother's wife cooks at our house. She does not make parda from me, nor does she make parda from anybody. When she is with my brother, when they go shopping, she wears her parda for everybody else when he is not around. Will it be sinful to start telling rather to remove the parda completely rather than to make a mockery of it to start?
First of all, you are behaving holier than thou. You say she don't wear, your brother's wife. What you doing looking at her? You, brother, what you looking at her all the time? So you want to become the holier than thou. She mustn't wear parda when she goes to the mall and shop. But you eyeing her all the time. So aren't you guilty of a bigger haram also? Didn't Allah say in Surah 24, verse 30 and verse 31, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُدُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ وَيَحْفَظُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ, that you, the believing man, lower your gazes and you must protect your private part. For you, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, الْحَمْوُ الْمَوْتِ, the wives, husband's brother, what you call brother-in-law. So you must fear him like how you fear death. So that is for me and for you, brother. So it's not for farishtas and angels. So don't just blame her. You also guilty. So remember that at least when she go outside, she's dressing modestly and what have you. In the house and all that, she says, so that is haram. And you also haram. So when she comes to cook there, so why your wife is not cooking? Because no, innu halim to boharu lage. We also got a lot of stories, you know. You see, my wife can't make that halim, but then my brother's wife is number one, you see. So she comes every day. She makes this dish and this, and you ogling and checking her out and all that. Then when she goes, she wear parda. Now you tell her, no, don't wear parda at all. Bye. You must tell her that what you're doing is wrong and what I'm doing is wrong, that we're not practicing on parda and that. You don't go give a wrong advice and listen. And don't come with holier than thou attitude that she's doing this. You, what you're doing is totally haram. And remember, tell your brother, she must cook rather by his house, and then one of y'all can go pick it up when he's there, or he must come deliver it there. That's the easy solution for the whole thing there. This, because of Ramadan, the savory stories and halim story, my mother, Allah give them jannatul fir. Those,
I mean,
the Surti people, you know, that because they like the Maimon Halim. So they say, Halima Bai, Halima Bai no Halim to Buaru. They used to line up there. I used to do one, I say, this guy's wife, they can't cook or what? So my mother told them, send your wives here. Then they send, they say, nay, they can't make like you, Halima Bai. You see? So this every second day they're there. I was very young, but I remember all these things here. So they say, Halima Bai no Halim. So this is business of the Halim business.
Halim Abai to Halim. The brother says, my intention is very clean. Allah knows what's in my heart to start.
Everybody says that. Allah says, وَذَرُوا ظَاهِرَ الْإِثْمِ وَبَاطِنَ. That remember that you must leave the external sin and internal sin. In Islam, my heart is very clean. It's haram dalil. It's not a dalil and evidence and justification in Islam.
Let's go to Brother Roger, Ustad. He says, I live with my girlfriend at her parents' house. And I want to join you guys in this month. But I'm told that I can't touch my girlfriend during sunrise to sunset. Advise me what to do and the conditions of fasting. Brother Roger, Ustad.
My Brother Roger, you're welcome. But remember, I have to rephrase your question. Our fast is not from sunrise to sunset. Let's take our times here. So just to make it easy for you to understand. So we say 6:30 is sunrise and say 5:30. We know it's 1-2 minutes this way, that way. It's sunset, right? So that 11 hours. But that is not the fasting time. We start 1.5 hour or so before that already. So you must remember 5 o'clock, 5:14, 5:15, already we start fasting. So it is the true dawn, from true dawn to sunset. So just remember that. So you want to do that, you can join us, we got no problem with that. But you must remember that in Islam, whether it's the fasting month or any place or any time, Islam doesn't allow a male to have a girlfriend or a woman to have a boyfriend. And I'm surprised that let's just call them inverted commas, father-in-law, mother-in-law, allowing you to stay there and you busy with their daughter and all that. But the Western culture is like that, my brother Roger. They just turn a blind eye. You know better than me, Roger, what they call that? We're shaking in. So what is shaking in? That boyfriend, girlfriend just love, man. They say, see, I give you, Roger, nice story.
Mm-hmm.
Listen carefully, Roger. See, Allah puts the stories at the right time. Everything is Allah's mercy. So, I was in Newcastle for 20 years. So, one day, this was still under apartheid, I think. So, maybe in the late 80s or maybe early 90s or what. Because I think it was that time. But anyway, so I was in a post office. So, we wear our clothing and our hat and big beard and whatever. So the lady was serving me, white lady. She said, you know, I want to ask you a question. I said, no, go ahead. I got no problem. Anything you want to ask her. She said, you married? I said, yes. She said, you know me, I'm not married. I got my boyfriend. Now listen, Roger, right? She told me, you married? I said, yes. Then she's telling me about herself that, you know me, I live with my boyfriend. Then was the question. She said, now what's the difference between me and you? You live with your wife, she lives with her boyfriend. What's the difference? Now that's the question. I said, madam, big difference. Now she's interested. She asked, what? I said, you see, me and you, Almighty God, He made us the masterpiece of His creation. So when I'm married, and if I have children or what have you and so forth, so then they have a lineage and so forth. Then the lineage goes to the father, so forth and all that. And it's a legal union, legal relationship. But when you check in, when you love boyfriend, girlfriend, now you, the masterpiece of Almighty Allah's creation, what you have done is, you relegated yourself to the level of animals. You see the animal, you just look at them, mating season. And they busy with this one, busy with this one, busy with this one. I'm not trying to be funny, Roger, but tomorrow you say you're tired of your girlfriend. Told you that father-in-law, mother-in-law, inverted commas, I'm just calling them that for respect. So they'll tell you, just move away from here. But it's no obligation, nothing. You had your good time and you went away. She tells you, you know what? I'm fed up of you, and you get out from here. And then she wants another boyfriend. So if you want another girlfriend, it's fine for you. She wants another boyfriend, it's fine for her. So what have we done? We, the masterpiece of Almighty Allah's creation, we relegated ourselves to the level of animals and worse than animals. Ulaika kal an'ami bal hum adal. That is Quran. How worse than animals? You see, study the animal kingdom. They go to the opposite gender. But this human being, now in this century and the satanic democratic systems we have, so we got Adam and Eve, then we got Adam and Steve, then we got Madam and Eve, and that they say is a human rights issue. If that is human rights, then Allah's curse is on that human rights.
Allah.
You understood, my brother Roger? So it's very good. You try the fasting, but you have to sort that portion also out, my brother Roger. You can't be just parking anywhere in the parking area and the loading zone.
4 minutes to 12 o'clock. Roger says, I will have to tell the girl's father about this, Ustad. Ustad, Roger.
100%. You must discuss it with him and tell him, all this hit and run business no good. So, father, Mr. ABC, I want your daughter's hand in marriage, and now we must start leading a proper chaste life, pure life, and so forth. So, number one, you start fasting, but get your timing right. So, work backwards now from sunrise, 1.5 hour or so, 75, 80, 90 minutes, and then sunset. You try it, no problem. But get this personal life of yours also sorted out. And I think they'll be very happy. And then for your sake, Roger, I'm giving you brotherly advice. I don't know you. I don't know your in-laws. Let's just call them in-laws. But if you want, then you start moving out. Then you say, I'll take this lady as my wife, and then we will build our own life. We must not be garajam. That's our terminology. Don't be a son-in-law who lives there by the in-laws. You understand? Because that always causes problems sooner or later. So become a man of your own. Take your wife and you love, and then you visit them regularly. So that is my brotherly advice to you, Roger.
Women have a magnetic memory. They never forget what happened 50 years ago and always bring it up later. This is from Pretoria, Ustad. So never get angry with your wife when you're newly married. It's a trait of a woman. I know last week Tuesday I heard on the bliss of marriage, Mufti Sahib says when Fatima gets angry, you say that you get afraid of her and you walk away. Ustad.
Yes, 100%. It's not you get afraid in that sense. So you must remember, just move away to the other room, go to the masjid, get busy. And that's the hadith teaching us. Sayyidah Fatima radiallahu anha, who in the world today can ever reach a rank? Fatima to Sayyidah to Nisai Ahlil Jannah. So Sayyidah Fatima radiallahu anha is the leader of the women in Jannah. Authentic hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad, Tirmidhi. And you must remember Sayyidina Ali, one of the greatest companions of the Master alayhi salam, the fourth successor and the son-in-law of the Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So argument, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came, where's Ali? He's gone masjid. So you see, the Master alayhi salam praised him for that. Then the Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam opened Sahih Muslim under Fadail Manaqib Ali. So under the virtues and merits of Sayyidina Ali, yamsahu turab. You must remember Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam removing the speck of dust from his clothing and body. Whose body? Whose clothes? From Sayyidina Ali's body, the son-in-law. Qum ya Aba Turab. Qum ya Aba. Stand up, O father of sand. How Sayyidina Ali loved that name. It was given to him by the master, Rahmatul Alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that's the lesson we learn. You're going to argue. The situation just deteriorates and gets worse. When one party, both parties become sober, and now the anger has subsided, whatever, then is how you can discuss it and move forward.
Somebody says, I want to go for a samosa run, Mufti Sahib. Give me some tips, Ustad, anonymous brother.
You want to go for a samosa run, so why are you so negative? Understand? Samosa run means already negative. Samosa runs means you're going to go 1, 2, 3, 4. That's the meaning of samosa run. So you must say it will be one run. I just saw my wife and I told her tomorrow we get married.
Allah.
So that we saw. Then they said, no, you can't get married like that. Then I said, next week, next month you got married. Then we went away overseas. No house, no nothing. You understood? So you must remember. So 3 days I put in a hotel, and I used to lock Fatima up from inside. From where she stay inside, I lock her from outside. I say the whole hotel can come down, you just stay here. You don't know. And the only time you open this door from inside, if there's a fire.
Allah.
You understood? Because in Pakistan, you know, a lot of things happen there. So I had to arrange the visas, arrange a house, arrange the pots and pans. Allah gave us everything. You know, in the 3 days everything sorted out. So I was the first tenant in the house, Shamim Bhai. So I told Shamim Bhai, kiraya kitna hai? He said, 600 rupees. So I said, ye pani batti sab kuch. He said, see, you know how they do illegal connections here. They just pull a wire. He said, mai to bahut bada engineer hu. And you must just tell them, ye Shamim ka makan hai. And he pulled one wire from there to there. I told him, bhai, mai to molvi hu. All the shooting is haram dandas. It's all illegal. I'm paying you 600. This is 1979, 1980. So I'm paying you. I'm telling you, his rental, water, light. He said, they are very good. I say, I don't involve. The sun is all on you. He said, what a cha. So, like that. So, why are you so negative already? You must say, I'm going to hit jackpot number one. So, that is how you must say. So, read two rakat salat. Read Rabbana hablana min azwajina. Then, first thing, don't look at mal. Don't look at jamal. Don't look at, she must be very rich. She must be very fair in complexion with blue-green eyes and blonde hair. Forget all that there. So look at her deen, her piety. Does she belong to the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah? That is what you must look at. And then Allah will bless you. You got it, my brother? And the age must be the same, like Atraba, Quran says. You both played in the sand, same time. See the Quran's beauty. That you must be Atraba. It's not must, but it's good, desirable. So you are, because then your level of thinking, all that outlook is very similar.
I see Suhail Bhai says, Shamim Bhai, zindai abhi tak ustad.
Pata nahi, wo to shayad Allah ke pyare ho gaya. So maybe he reached Allah already, I don't know. So no contact.
Ustad, it's time up, inshallah.
Yes, yes. Our brother Yusuf Ali is here for the news, inshallah. Thereafter we have Maulana Suleiman Qattani, mashallah, Hayatu Sahaba, excellent discourses. Thereafter, mashallah, 1 o'clock Adhan. Then we have, mashallah, Surah Shuara, verses 141 to 159. And then we have 132 from the archive, Surah A'raf, and that is verses 42-43. MashaAllah, our brother Suleiman is back. So special Ramadan Q&A with Suleiman Esop and myself. And then 2:30 to 3, Maulana Zahid Khan, inshallah, with his lesson specially for the new Muslims and reverts. Then 3 to 3:30, the repeat of this morning's Q&A with Maulana Arafat. 3:35, 3:40, inshallah, brother Lamin Templeton, till 5 o'clock, with his program on politics and economics. And then we hand over to Hafiz Wadi from Durban, and then the programs go on, mashallah. The news now with Brother Yusuf Ali. Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. That was our beloved, honorable, respected Fadilatul Ustad. Well, time for the 12 o'clock news.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran ya.
Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are.